You hear the subject matter?
I did hear the subject matter, as well as hello to your 1290 listeners. And, you know, I have to say, Flamin' Hot surely are not the best thing that a person can eat, but can I tell you that I eat Flamin' Hot sometimes?
Hey, Senator Taylor, yeah, but I think your digestive system has just about formed to the best of its ability. It's reached the peak. What I'm talking about is when we have young people, especially children, as Michelle talked about, 5, 6, 7, 8 years old eating Flamin' Hot, certainly not good for their digestive system as they develop.
Well, you know, I'm not going to be the person to defend Flamin' Hot.
Right.
But I am going to say
what is it about Flamin' Hot that y'all like?
You know what? I'm going to tell you, when I first saw them, I said, how ridiculous.
Not Flamin' Hot.
Is somebody eating them things?
No, do you eat Flamin'? You mean Flamin' Hot Cheetos or what? Flamin' Hot anything?
I've done the Flamin' Hot only Cheetos before. And I have to say to you, I don't know what they be. I tried them. Somebody, you know, I was talking about them. And I tried them. And I'm convinced that they flatly addicted.
Okay.
Because the next thing I know, I was a eater of Flamin' Hot. it was not in the plan. But
okay.
Clearly, I'm not like Mike. I'm not, you know, I need to grow and be better in relationship to being more health conscious of what I eat.
Okay, Senator Taylor, we got some stuff a whole lot more important to talk about right now.
That's true. Because you done got me sidetracked talking about Flamin' Hot.
All right. Tell us what's going on.
Well, I wanted to make sure that 1290 listeners knew about, the community knew about a number of issues, and I'll have to come back to talk to you about the whole driver's license piece. I know that you have been wanting to talk about that,
right,
and the legislation that myself and Representative Grigsby authored, and maybe you can have both of us back and we can talk about that process and
correct,
invite people to come to the bill signing. But what I wanted to do today was talk about two topics. One was the budget process that's happening in Wisconsin, and the other was the Justice Reinvestment Initiative. I wanted to make sure that people knew what the Justice Reinvestment Initiative is and how important it is to our state and to our community. It frankly is an opportunity for our Wisconsin correction system to be analyzed by 25 analysts who will look at our system and then basically tell us what are the triggers, what are the things that have caused our population to grow. What they will be doing tomorrow in our committee hearing is sharing with us that from their estimate we should expect a 25% increase in prison growth and population at the rate that we are going, but that we would need to within 5 to 10 years build at least 2 to 3 more prisons. And this, of course, would cost us billions of dollars because we already spend $1.6 billion on corrections. What they will also be doing is with this data-driven strategy that they do, with this data-driven process, they'll look and give us strategies on what they think that we could do to reduce spending and corrections, increase public safety, and improve the conditions in our neighborhood, and which neighborhoods in particular are the neighborhoods that we would need to put additional funding in or things along those lines. What I'm not certain if individuals know is that this effort, this justice reinvestment effort, is something that happened because of Governor Doyle and the collaboration with him, Speaker Hicks, President Ritzer in the Senate, and Chief Justice Shirley Abrahamson. We came on before on 1290 to talk about the effort and that those individuals came together for us to, for the committee to be formed. Since then, what we've been able to do is have 3 meetings with the Justice Reinvestment Initiative Committee.